Hello everyone, and welcome to another session of Afro Lifestyle. My name is Manik, and I love life, God, and my music. What do you love? On my last podcast, I talked about why rappers do not make it. I got a lot of comments and I got a lot of feedback. Some people said the podcast was short and I needed to make it long. Yeah, I understand I need to make the podcast long, I understand, but that was my first podcast that I was uploading, and I was just using it to test the waters. And if you understand what testing waters really means, you'd know that I didn't need to make it long. Most times, we have different listeners. We have different people who listen to the podcast. Some people are commuters, and some are working class people. Some are in the office, some are in the different business places, sitting in one place listening to the podcast. Most times they do not want to listen to a 1 hour 40 minutes conversation. If you can summarize a topic or an issue, a 1 hour issue, and make it less than 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you're doing a great job. At the end of the day, you can always redirect everyone to come to your page where you have the longer version of that episode. So I'm sorry if the podcast was too short, because you guys needed to hear more. Hopefully everything is gonna be lengthy from now on. It's gonna be that 1 hour, and you know it's not free as well. We have to pay for the space and every other thing. Today I will be talking about a very important topic. As an artist, as an individual, my topic today is knowing the self as an entertainer in a 21st century music industry. You know, a man who doesn't know himself is unstable as water. That's true. One has got to know his or herself. If you do not know yourself, you express doubt over every situation. And when you express doubt over a situation, things tend to go sour. Once you express doubt over anything, all you start to look for in every situation you find yourself are faults. You start to look for faults everywhere you go. You start to look for problems where there aren't problems. You start to find issues when there aren't issues. And then once you see any problem, or you witness any problem, or notice any slight issue, you say, oh, alas, what I said was right, or what I thought was right. No, what you thought was wrong. See it here. A man who doesn't know himself is as unstable as water. Doubt is a dangerous spot that ends when you've lost everything. It goes side by side with fear. Oh, yes. Doubt goes side by side with fear. Once a man is afraid, he begins to show doubt. I've never seen a man who is confident and courageous and still doubt. First of all, it doesn't work. It can never happen. If there is doubt, check well. That person is afraid. If that person is afraid, check well. That person is likely gonna doubt. As a musician in this 21st century, many people are going to doubt your skills. Many people are going to doubt. So many people are going to doubt your talent. I remember growing up, remember when I was coming up and I was still little then, a lot of people doubted me. I did so many things for this music, and this music has led me here today. That's why I just can't leave this music. But it wasn't all rosy. It wasn't all sweet. I remember I made a decision that brought me to this place I am today. At first, when I made that decision, a lot of people doubted me and they laughed at me. A lot of people ridiculed me. My own people ridiculed me. When I say my own people, I'm talking about my own parents. People whom I thought loved me or cared for me. They all ridiculed me because I did what? I made a decision. I stood by my decision and without any shadow of doubt, decided to go on with that decision and live with the consequences of my decision. People around me, naysayers, a lot of them, they doubted. They tried to push me down, but I wasn't scared of anything. I wasn't scared of no one. I had no fear in me. I wouldn't say I had no fear in me because I was little then. I was scared, but I was courageous enough to stand my ground. And here we are today. I'm talking to you today. You're listening to my voice. My message inspires you to want to do more, to want to be a better musician, to want to be that person you want to be. It is not easy. It is not easy. Life is not easy. As a musician, as an entertainer, you get pushed to do things you do not want to do. People will stand on top of your head. People will use you. Some don't even care about you. But you can't do anything about it. It's just how it is. It's the game. Most people say, hate the game, don't hate the players. But I'll say, if the players are not sensible enough to play fair games and know it's a sports stuff, then they deserve to be hated. I don't know, everyone's got their own opinion about this. Everyone's got their own opinion. But back to the issue, back to what I was saying. So growing up and making those decisions as a little kid, I was doubted. A lot of people doubted me. A lot of people didn't want to support my music. A lot of people didn't want to show me the way that they had gone through, the way that they had passed, that proved successful. Until I made a move and I decided to do it myself. Now I'm here today. I'm talking to you, making this podcast where you can listen and also make moves and do things for yourself also. Yeah, I said doubt is a dangerous spot that ends when you've lost everything. Yes, you can only stop doubting when you've lost everything, when you're have no reason to doubt anymore. I pray you don't lose everything before you stop doubting. Pray you don't lose yourself. You don't lose your integrity. You don't lose your life. You don't lose your money. You don't lose your family. Because in this entertainment world, the people get caught up with the glamour. It doesn't end until you've lost everything and you do not want to lose everything. You do not want to make that mistake. So I pray you do not doubt. I urge you to stop doubting. A wavering mind has prepared to fail. Oh yes. There is not a man who's got a strong mind that failed in what he or she has set out to do. But a man that wavers, a woman that has a wavering mind that is as stable as the water, is bound to fail in whatsoever endeavor they set out to do. So I urge you to not only be strong, but also not have a wavering mind. So, do away with fear and let your heart be set on the things you want without a shadow of doubt. I'm emphasizing on this fact because I've been there. I remember my cousin used to tell me back then to not always wait till I learn from my own mistake, but be wise enough to learn from other people's mistake. And yes, I know I made a lot of mistakes and I learned from them, but at the same time, that word sank into my head and my heart, and I always use that word to advise myself and knock myself back into balance each time I want to go off balance. I set my heart on the things that I want without doubting, without showing doubt. There are times I know that people want to be funny in the music industry. People want to use you. People want to use your talent without paying for it or without acknowledging it. At first, as an upcoming, you would want to show yourself, you know, no, you go on, but don't do that. When you doubt, you only show your foolishness. I'll say that again. When you doubt, you only show your foolishness. So do not doubt. But the only thing you should do is to know thyself. Know who you are. Know what is inside of you. Just know thyself. My Igbo brothers will say, Amamowem. It means I know who I am. Know where you stand. Let your stand be solid if it ain't solid. You need to have a very, very solid stand. If you don't have a solid stand, you'll be pushed from one side to the other. Left to right, up to down. Center, left again to the right. You won't even know where you are. You won't even know what you're doing because you do what? You do not know your stance. You do not know your sound. You do not know the kind of thing you want. When it comes to music, you do not know the kind of music you want to play, the kind of music you enjoy. Know your stance. Know where you belong. Know your stand and stand there. There is a popular guru that's named Osho. He's late now. Osho said this world is one big joke. Yes, this world is one very, very big joke. Therefore, it is necessary to know thyself because we make the rules as we go. Look at wherever we are now as a human, as a civilization. The rules we live by today were not there 20 years ago. They were not there 80 years ago. They were not there 1,000 years ago. As a civilization, we make the rules as we go. It is necessary to know thyself. Because if you do not know yourself, you get lost in the transition. When human existence and civilization is moving from one step to the other step, a man who doesn't know himself get lost in the transition. That is where we face so many problems today. That is why so many people are, some are poor, some are rich. So many people are doing the same music we do. Some don't know what they got in it and what they're gonna get out of it. Some are getting ripped by their record labels. Some are getting ripped by their publishers. Some are getting disorganized by their management. They do not know themselves. It is necessary to know thyself. So, a solid stance is necessary if you must become a legend. Look at so many legends and great men today. They had solid stance in whatever they believed in. And people along the line started believing in that too. It is the human condition. We were made like that. Most times we do these things we do not even know. Most times we follow people we do not want to follow, but because their stance is so strong, we cannot resist it. That is why we follow them. That is why we are with them. That is why we do whatever they want us to do. Because what? They have solid stance. Pick solid artists today. Solid producers. Solid musicians. Let's talk about Jay-Z, The Game, Snoop Dogg, Burna Boy, Wizkid, Olamide, this man, and so many others. These people have solid stance. That is why they have solid amount of followers. Because a man that has a solid stand, that doesn't have doubt, that knows himself, will be a leader. A man that knows himself is setting himself up to be a legend. And you know, legend never dies. Legends, they never die. That is true. Legends do not die. So, my advice to everyone is, everyone who is into music, entertainment, Afrobeat especially, African music especially, because right now, African music is the hotspot, is the honeypot right now. It's where everybody wants to invest in, because it's going global, and Afrobeat is going to go global. Afrobeat is already global. We're taking the world by storm. Yes. So my advice to everyone doing music today is, do it well. Do what you do well. And remember, know yourself. That is the most important thing. Just go into the world. Continue doing what you do. Do amazing things. But don't forget to know thyself. Because there will be persuasions from all sides. There will be condemnation. There will be critics. People will criticize you because you're doing what you love, because you're doing what you know how to do best. But what am I trying to tell you now? Do not mind anybody. Just do what? Know yourself. If you know yourself and you know your stance, you know who you are, you know what you stand for, and you know what you believe in, nothing will hinder you from becoming that person or that musician or that legend you want to be. So that's all time will permit us to take for today. Thanks for staying with us till the end. I want you to like our content, like my content, subscribe, and join us next week for another educational session. Until then, it's goodbye from me. I remain Manic. Thank you.